Primary parachute.
Check.
Backup chute.
Check.
Crewmen are all in position. We've got the thumbs up. Ready, Joe?
I'm ready.
How are you feeling?
Impatient. Waited long enough.
Oh, yes, Joe, I'll pray for you. Every day. I'll pray like I've never prayed before. I'll pray that you're kept safe. That you're brave, but never reckless. Avoid risks. Do your duty. Do your best.
We got on well. Virginia had been sure we would. But sooner or later, of course, Joe would be going back to the States. He should have gone already. He was staying on, he said, because of me.
Dearest Joe, I alarmed the family by dancing a jig when I read your letter. Home very soon, my prayers answered at last, thank God. By the way, have you found a new girl yet? Is that
what? As far as I'm concerned, anyone who takes a plane up into the air, even in peacetime, has got to have guts.
Number 3 engine. Number 4 engine. Number 2 engine. Number 1 engine.
Ready for takeoff.
Remind me, bud. How many boxes of Torpex?
374.
374. We're in the world's biggest flying bomb. No Ordinary Joe.
No Ordinary Kennedy. By Martin Wade. I loved all my children, all 9 of them. But the firstborn, Joseph Patrick Kennedy Jr., he was special, set apart from the others. My great ambition rested with him. I'd had hopes for myself for a while. I'd made lots of money, one way and another, and thought I could be big in politics, too. I served as ambassador to London, but made the mistake of saying what I thought. Told the British people that war should be avoided at all costs, even if it meant making terms with Hitler. No war, I told them, is worth the shedding of blood, however righteous and principled it may seem. This didn't go down too well. I resigned. Politics, I decided, wasn't for me. But why not for Joe?
Dad, can I have a word?
Say the right words, Joe, and you can have as many as you want.
Well?
Come in.
Thanks.
Close the door, if you like. You've had some more thoughts. Second thoughts, I hope.
You and I, Dad, we were in absolute agreement. Neither of us wanted a war. Neither of us wanted America to be drawn in, but...
Yes, Joe?
Fact is, there is a war. Probability is, America will get drawn in. It'll happen.
I fear so. And make no mistake, it'll be a bad move. Bad for business, aside from anything else. Bad for any business of mine. I should have gone into armaments. Too late now, I guess. So... you haven't changed your mind. Not yet.
Dad, everyone else I know, all the guys, they're signing up for national defense. If I went back to law school, people would wonder what the hell I was thinking of. I have to do my bit. Active service if the time comes. You must see that, surely.
No.
I've got to show willing. I want to show willing. For the sake of the family, for the Kennedy name. Particularly given the stand you've taken on the war. And besides... better to volunteer than be drafted. See, Dad, when it's all over, when peace is secured...
Won't be soon. No chance.
It's unlikely, I agree. But it will come eventually. And when it does, I am confident I could receive a discharge. Get out fast without too much trouble.
If you were fool enough to be on active service, I'd hope to get you out myself.
And anyway, what's the very worst that could happen? America enters the war. I see some action. Death and glory.
Joe.
The family will manage... Jack won't do active service, no chance. Not with his medical record. And from what you tell me, he's perfectly capable of stepping into my shoes. He can run the show himself when the time comes.
Joe, if you must volunteer, there are desk jobs.
No, Dad.
Important work, I'm sure. Vital work, intelligence, administration.
No, I won't take a desk job. I've decided what I'll apply for. The Navy Air Corps. I'll fly a plane.
Joe.
I've always fancied the idea. And from what I can tell, the Air Corps will offer me a chance to, well, be myself. Make my own judgments. Be more than a cog in a wheel.
Be more exposed to danger.
Sure.
Joe, please.
I don't mind a bit of excitement.
This wasn't the plan.
No.
The next few years were taken care of, and the years beyond, for that matter. I had them mapped out for you.
Dad.
Governor of Massachusetts, assert. I promise. I endorsed Roosevelt for a third term. He owes me.
Yes, but there's a war. War changes things. Look, a spell of military experience, it might hold up progress for a while, but it will improve my chances in the long run, surely. Because of the war, I'll be able to say that I've traveled, broadened my horizons, come into contact with ordinary people, and learned how to get on with them. The war, I'll say, has shown that I'm a pretty capable guy, with all the necessary qualities for a political career, leadership, and so on.
Well, I won't deny it. That's a solid argument.
Thanks.
But Joe, dearest, most obstinate Joe.
You pray for me, of course, while I'm away.
Oh, yes, Joe, I'll pray for you every day. I'll pray like I've never prayed before. I'll pray, first of all, that you'll change your stubborn mind. But if that's something that not even God can grant, I'll pray that you're kept safe, that you're brave, but never reckless. Avoid risks. Do your duty. Do your best. The best, Joe.
Yes, Dad.
Nothing but the best.
December the 9th. I've done it. Gone solo. I took off, I flew, I landed. Won't pretend the training's been easy. But Kennedys don't quit. Kennedys don't fail. January the 21st. Puerto Rico. My first assignment? Hunting U-boats in the Caribbean. Chief difficulty? There are no U-boats in the Caribbean. October the 1st, I'm in England. So's the rain. The air base has been rechristened Mudville Heights. Put my hand up for a search and destroy assignment in the Bay of Biscay, which promises a few more thrills than Puerto Rico offered. U-boats, for instance. German fighter planes. I'm flying a Liberator. Four engines, it's fast, can get up to 300 miles an hour, and it's big, very big. A mission may not always be that exciting, but it's certainly hard work. You need to be pretty strong to fly this monster for a 12-hour shift. But I'm doing my best, and I'm gonna be the best. The toughest, the smartest, the bravest. I'll make Dad proud of me. I'll find time for relaxation too. Course.
Saturday. Went with Virginia to the 400 Club, Leicester Square.
Wanna dance?
Do you?
Sure. My name's Joe Kennedy.
I know. Virginia told me. My name's Pat Wilson.
I know.
Virginia told you. Did she say anything else?
You're married.
I am.
It's happened twice, in fact. Bud said, Virginia, not to worry. Pat's the kind of girl who doesn't feel inclined to be miserable when the husband's away on duty. Life's too short. That's the motto. Can this be true, I wonder?
Must be if Virginia said it. Do you want to hear what she said about you?
Of course, every word.
Yes, from what she told me, I thought you might. This much I'll reveal. If you can keep out of trouble, according to Virginia, you might go a long way.
Might. I will. I'm going as far as the White House.
Oh, Virginia didn't say that exactly. Are you serious?
Absolutely. If I'm not, I won't get there, even though I do keep out of trouble. You want to bet against me? See, I'll give you £5 if I'm not elected president by 1960.
Safe wager. We won't know each other in 1960.
Of course we will. You're not intending to ditch me, are you?
So, tell me about you and Virginia.
No. Whatever there was between us, it was a while back, when Dad was ambassador.
How many girlfriends do you have at present?
At present? None.
None?
I've suddenly renounced them all.
Such a gentleman.
Tell me about your husband.
The first was an earl. Marrying him was my mother's idea. I was 17. Being a countess amused me, but not for long. I got divorced. Married a banker.
Happily.
I'm fine, thank you. He's in Libya.
Fighting?
So he tells me. He's been away for 2 years. Shall we dance?
Or shall we find a quiet corner somewhere? When's your husband due back?
Not tonight.
Joe's brother, Jack, the next in line, he was different. He was thin, weak, frail. No natural athlete, that's for sure. He was perpetually ill. Scarlet fever, jaundice, hives, a bad back, a granulocytosis. I forget what exactly that was or how to pronounce it. Etc., etc. And the way Jack's mind worked, that was different too. He was skeptical about religious matters. A poor Catholic. Joe, on the other hand, though he had his occasional doubts and uncertainties, he found it best on the whole to be a believer, to go to Mass, go to confession, say his prayers every night.
Almighty God, you're one in three divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I believe this to be true. I believe in all the truths which the Holy Catholic Church teaches, because you have revealed them. Almighty God, I repent my sins, and I desire, with your help, to sin no more. The young woman I met, she's a Protestant. Well, she's not a Catholic. She's married, she was divorced, but I like her, and I want to see her again. Is that a sin? If it isn't, it could at least become awkward. I like her a lot, though. And if she doesn't feel guilty about her husband, why should I?
September the 26th, my dear Joe, I bring startling news. That brother of yours, despite all his infirmities, has joined the Navy.
He's done what?
It needed a bit of string pulling. A practice to which I normally have no objection at all. But in Jack's case, as you can imagine, I was far from keen. Might not have fretted too much if my efforts had failed, except that Jack would have been disappointed. As it happens, the Navy Medical Board was persuaded to be remarkably negligent and to ignore a history of ill health which goes back 24 years.
Congratulations, baby brother.
For future reference, he's to be addressed, please, as Reserve Ensign Kennedy.
He's been commissioned already? No training?
The good news?
Yes?
The good news is that he'll be with Naval Intelligence.
Naval Intelligence? Yes. Okay. A desk job.
Doing important work. Vital work.
But quietly. Unseen. Unappreciated, except by a few.
No heroics.
No heroics. Right. July the 29th.
My dear Joe, your brother has finished with Naval Intelligence.
Has he now?
It didn't offer quite enough excitement, apparently. What he wants is a torpedo boat in the Pacific.
Oh, yes?
I had a serious word with him, of course. One Kennedy son endangering his life, that's already one too many. But it did no good. Seems that if Joe can...
So can Jack, yes.
October the 11th. Jack's become a lieutenant and commands his own boat.
Well, well.
He has to go somewhere with a bit of action.
And?
I'm sad to say he's got it. The Solomon Islands, nighttime operations. Pray for him, Joe.
Yes, Dad. I'll pray for him. Almighty God, I beg you, please, don't let Jack... don't let him die a hero's death.
March the 5th. Joe, a rumor reaches me. You've met a girl, and you're serious about her. And she's a Protestant.
Oh, Dad.
You may not think that her religion's at all important. You're over there, involved in the war effort, and you're entitled to a social life and so on. But if it really is serious...
Serious, yes. Perhaps it is.
Joe, you've got to look ahead. You won't be flying planes forever. You'll be coming home. And in the not-too-distant future...
Well...
You'll be wanting to involve yourself in politics. And so when you marry, it's got to be someone who's a Catholic. An Irish Catholic. Don't think I'm nagging you, Joe, but... Heavens, you can't have forgotten all the fuss your sister created when she wouldn't have anyone but Billy.
Dad.
And she wasn't standing for office.
About the date I gave for coming home.
My dear Joe, I bring you astonishing news. A few weeks ago, Jack's boat was hit by a Jap destroyer and was split in two. I was informed that Jack was missing in action, but I kept this to myself, didn't even tell your mother. Then, on the car radio the other day, I learned that by some miracle, Jack had survived. I was so excited, I drove the car off the road. It appears that your brother conducted himself magnificently.
Dear Dad.
Rescued one of the crew by towing him to an island and saved the lives of others through his courage, leadership, and initiative.
Actually, I already knew about Jack. Doing a swell job. Winning the war single-handed and so on. His deeds of valor have been recorded in every newspaper I've set eyes on.
Joe, I have to tell you, I'm surprised. Surprised and, yes, disappointed. No word of delight from you? No word of congratulation? No inquiry as to how Jack's faring after his ordeal?
My apologies.
P.S. Don't think I'm nagging you.
I feel I have to inquire, however, since no one else seems keen to do so. Why did this happen? How come Jack's boat was hit? It was nighttime, okay. But a destroyer, for heaven's sake? Someone should have spotted it. Who was meant to be on lookout? Not Jack, I hope. Just asking in a brotherly, inquisitive fashion. Nothing I'm sure can take away from Jack's glory. I salute him. A medal for the boy.
I'm told, though I never saw any sign of it myself, that Joe used to bully his brother. He was jealous of him, certainly. Jack was a clever kid. Joe was clever, too. But Jack read more, spent a lot of time with books because he was so often ill and confined to bed. He seemed to have a good grasp of things, expressed himself well, put ideas together on paper. And Joe stayed jealous of him, I suppose. When Jack got his Harvard thesis published, and it was a bestseller, that must have hurt. Jealousy, they say, is more lethal than cancer.
You ask again if I'm ever coming home. Yes, Dad, I am. And to be more exact, it will be very soon.
Dearest Joe, I alarmed the family by dancing a jig when I read your letter. Home very soon, my prayers answered at last, thank God. By the way, have you found a new girl yet? Is that what's been keeping you?
Are you Joe Kennedy?
Yeah, that's me.
My name's Wiley. W-I-L-L-Y. But pronounce Wiley. Lieutenant Wilford Wiley.
Wilford what?
They call me Bud.
I'll do likewise, thanks. Well, Bud?
Is it convenient to talk?
Sure.
I work on secret projects for the Special Attack Unit.
What the hell is that?
Can't tell you. It's secret.
What can you tell me?
You've flown a lot of missions. You're due to go home. Quite soon.
True.
You could have gone home months ago. But you stayed on. Air cover on D-Day.
Right.
Not quite the same as being on the beachheads.
No, but the best I could manage.
Since then?
A few more hops.
And some complaints about you.
Complaints?
You're flying. It's gotten... That's the word.
Yes, what is the word?
Reckless.
Reckless?
You've been started looking for trouble, so they say. And finding it. Disobeying orders. Deliberately drawing fire. Taking unnecessary risks.
My view is, if you don't like the risk, you should stay on the ground. I wanted to do the best I could, that's all. The best I could before I went back home.
Right. Okay. Good.
So?
What about one final contribution? One that's big, really big, significant.
Go on.
If it succeeds, it'll save lives. Thousands of lives, tens of thousands. Who knows? It could alter the course of the war.
Go on.
Well...
It's dangerous, is it?
It's not the kind of job, ideally, that's handed to a guy without allowing him the chance to refuse. So volunteers are preferred.
Is that all you're telling me?
Correct. Until you've volunteered.
Let's say I volunteered.
Okay. Have you?
Yes. Why not?
Sure.
I'm as sure as it can be in the circumstances. Go on.
You'll be flying a Liberator.
Done nothing else since I came here.
She'll be heavier than usual.
Okay.
Twice as heavy. She'll be full of explosives. 10 tons of Torpex. The Torpex, in case you're wondering, is 50% more powerful than TNT. And 600 pounds of demolition charges. You'll get the plane off the ground, and you'll pilot her for a short while. But you won't bring her back.
What is this? A suicide mission?
No, no. It's not that dangerous.
I bail out.
Correct. And the plane flies on, guided by a mothership nearby. Radio control. The pilot in the mothership has a television screen, so he can see the Liberator's instrument panel, and the view looking downwards from the Liberator cockpit. The plane, if all goes well, flies directly into the target. There's an extremely large explosion, and the target is damaged beyond repair.
What is the target?
Can't tell you that.
It's in France, near the coast, well fortified, possible to attack, in the conventional way. A launch site for rocket bombs, I'm guessing. And you're not saying. Well then, what are the odds?
On the target being hit?
No, bud. On me getting out alive.
It's a short trip.
With perilous cargo. 50-50?
No.
Worse.
I promise you, everything is being prepared with absolute attention to detail. Radio control systems, for instance, they're my area of expertise. And I've been closely involved. Still am, in fact. I was at work on the arming panel only this morning, and...
Worse than 50-50. Is that what I'm getting?
I can't give you complete assurance. The mission will be as safe as everyone can make it. But the fact is, nothing like this has been attempted before. It's unknown territory. You'll be trailblazing.
Trailblazing?
We'll talk again soon.
Joe and I, we saw each other a lot. At the house in Woking, or if we met in town, we'd go to clubs and restaurants. We got on well. Virginia had been sure we would. But sooner or later, of course, Joe would be going back to the States. He should have gone already. He was staying on, he said, because of me. But I wasn't sure I believed him. One day he came to the house and told me he'd heard about another mission. A special mission. Really important.
I don't know how long it will take. In fact, there's a hell of a lot I don't know about it.
But there's more flying, I suppose.
Yes.
And what do you think you'll do?
Well...
You shouldn't sign up for it, Joe, until you found out more.
Yes, you're right, I shouldn't.
But you've signed up already.
In a way, yes. I had to. Otherwise, the fellow wouldn't tell me anything at all.
Could you not have said, whatever it is, no thanks?
I could, but I didn't. Pat, nothing's fixed. I'm allowed to change my mind. I've signed up, sure, but I can pull out if I want.
Will you, though?
If I decide it's too dangerous, then I promise you I'll pull out. From what the fella said, it won't be that dangerous.
Joe.
It's the truth. Not that dangerous. His exact words.
You could find something else, Joe. The desk job. Assistant naval attaché or whatever it was.
No thanks, not for me. Besides, after Dad's stint as ambassador, the embassy wouldn't be too keen on another Kennedy.
You've nothing more to prove, Joe. You've flown that plane God knows how many times. You've been under attack, shot at. You've risked your life. Isn't that enough? You're a brave man, Joe. As far as I'm concerned, anyone who takes a plane up into the air, even in peacetime, has got to have guts. I don't need persuading. I don't need convincing. You're allowed to change your mind. Nobody would think any the worse of you.
I would. By the way, I'll be staying at a new base if I'm on this mission.
Will that be better or worse?
If you mean will it take me longer to come and see you,
yes, then... Joe, that's what I mean.
Well, I've been conducting some research.
Joe.
And I've concluded...
Shh.
What's up?
Shh. Listen. Buzz bomb. Doodlebug. Under the table, quick. When the noise stops...
Yes, Pat, I know. It's a fair bit off target, assuming it was aimed at London and not Woking. You're very calm.
Thank you.
Get ready. It's coming down.
Actually, I'd quite like to panic, but I'm not sure there's a lot of point.
Or enough room. Just imagine, Pat. There it goes. Germany start making flying bombs that are more accurate, more deadly. If all of them fall on London and other intended targets, just imagine what tough times lie ahead.
A letter from Joe. He sends his apologies. Change of plan. He's lining himself up for something new, he says.
Something different. Something really interesting.
Joe.
I tell you more, but I'm not permitted. I promise you, though. It can be described as dangerous, so you're not to worry.
Thanks, Joe, but old man Kennedy is a contrary sort of bird. When he's told not to fret, he frets even more. Joe, dearest Joe, I wish you'd come home.
All set for a run-through?
I was.
What do you mean?
Not sure there's much point. Look at them. They're loading up.
Yes, I know.
Four planes, bud. Four.
Afraid so.
If the weather holds, they'll go tomorrow. All four of them packed with explosives.
The Army Air Corps, they're... Yeah, what's the phrase?
Stealing a thunder.
That's right.
You knew, I suppose.
Sorry?
You knew when you first told me about the project that the Army was moving along similar lines.
Kind of.
Wasn't something, though, that you thought to share with Lieutenant Kennedy. You didn't want to curb his enthusiasm. Nothing like this has been attempted before. That's what you said.
True, and it hasn't. Not yet. I was hoping we'd be ready first. But I didn't want to take any unnecessary risks. With the arming panel, the control system, and so on. You're pulling out, then?
No, bud. I'm not pulling out. Just feel a bit of grief, that's all.
They might not get the job done. I don't wish them any harm, but, you know, technical difficulty, human error, it happens. Shall we try the run-through?
Yes. Why not?
So, the weather's fine. You've got the go-ahead. You've exchanged a few words with the other guys. Your co-pilot's ready. Who is your co-pilot?
Not yet decided.
Everybody's in position, and I'm there to see you off. We shake hands. We shake hands, Joe.
Oh, okay. I can get in now, can I? The arming panel.
It's still on my workbench.
There's a problem with it, is there?
No, no. Everything's fine. But I've got to make sure as far as I can that it'll do its job. Should be ready by the end of the week.
Do you have a family, bud?
Wife, three kids. You?
No wife, no kids. But I've most definitely got family.
Yeah, your dad. I remember now. Got involved with bootlegging, didn't he? You ain't glorious, Swanson.
Yeah, I've got a lot to live up to. What's next on your list, bud?
Check parachutes. Primary parachute?
Check.
Backup chute?
Check.
You wait for the thumbs up and... you give him the thumbs up. Number 3 engine.
Number 4 engine.
Number 2 engine.
Number 1 engine.
What now?
Take off, I guess.
Incorrect.
Ah, radio control.
Correct. You need to be sure you can shift control to a mothership. Otherwise, you're getting the plane airborne for no good reason. So?
I give the code name for the procedure to begin.
Which is?
Busted flush.
Incorrect.
Just kidding you. Spade flush.
Correct. Procedure successful.
We hope.
Control for the time being reverts to you. Ready for takeoff? Do you go first?
No.
Correct. Ahead of you, 4 Mustangs, 2 Mosquitoes, 2 Venturas. They're your motherships. 2 B-17s, one of which will land near Dover to pick you up after bailout.
What if I miss Dover and drop into the channel?
Good question. I'll ask. You'll bear in mind, if you're wise, that the total load of Torpex you're carrying is 374 boxes. So, takeoff had better be smooth. Really smooth. Then once you're up...
stay up.
Correct. If you hit the ground again...
boom. Correct.
An explosion of huge proportions. You couldn't possibly survive. Understood?
Understood.
You make a slow, steady climb to 2,000 feet. You head for a checkpoint, 4 miles southeast of Saxmundham Airfield. Distance, 25 miles. All being well, is here that you'll be handing over control. As you approach, you give the call signal, which is...
spade flush.
Correct. With the mothership in control, you head towards Beckles. You wait. You do nothing unless instructed. You're a passenger. The plane turns. You're going south. Just before Dover, you and your co-pilot bail out. Your work's done. The plane flies on.
No one compelled me. I volunteered. Why? I want Dad to be proud of me, of course, despite his opposition to the war. And if the mission's accomplished and I return in one piece and tell Pat something of what happened, when I tell her, won't I enjoy her admiration? Damn right I will. And baby brother Jack, torpedo boat commander, who lost 2 of his men and his boat, he'll have to be impressed. Joe Kennedy, hero. It's as simple, surely, as that. No?
I've got news.
Well?
Not one of the 4 planes reached the target.
Oh, right.
2 guys were killed.
I'm sorry to hear it. What do you think? A fault in the equipment? In the arming panel, say?
Could be. But from what I can tell, it looks like the crews are bailing out too early, before radio control is properly established.
Well, bud, speaking as someone who'll be sitting there in that small space that isn't occupied by boxes of Torpex, I guess I'll be quite anxious to leave at the earliest opportunity. But if you think it could take till Dover to get the mothership in control...
it might. I'm playing safe.
I only wish you were. What if, come Dover, the mothership isn't in control?
You bail out anyway. The plane will dive into the channel, somewhere. And if there's a problem early on in the trip, a problem, I mean, which can't be fixed, you bail out wherever you are, and the plane will be dumped into the North Sea. But I'm confident.
Yes. There won't be a problem. The Army's doing badly... we'll do better.
Nothing I've said has put you off, I hope.
But just about every damn word from you seems intended to have that effect.
You trust me, though, right? You're still game, right? We're in business.
Yes, bud. We're in business.
For God's sake, Joe, don't be a fool. If you know that it's dangerous...
but I don't.
You said so yourself. The more you're told, the more doubtful you become.
Stands to reason, ignorance is bliss. This isn't a regular mission, Pat. Has 1 or 2 unusual features. Unusual, but not necessarily dangerous.
Not necessarily safe. Joe, is it really so important?
Yes.
To you, I mean. Must you do it?
Someone should.
And now that you've said you're willing, you don't want to let people down.
Well...
You don't want them to think that you haven't the guts, that it was all show. But if you were brave, Joe, really brave, you wouldn't worry about losing face. You'd quit. You'd quit now, Joe.
Not ready to do that. Just can't, in all honesty. Let's not quarrel, Pat. We don't have that much time together.
True enough.
Hey. The photograph that was on the mantelpiece. Husband number two.
Yes. I thought I'd put him away for a while.
Good move. Most considerate. I could do without that disapproving glare. I've had enough to contend with from his wife. By the way, I liked your style just now. Forceful, passionate, if not entirely persuasive. And you never once said, "What about me?" You don't mind, do you, bud?
Not at all.
Sure?
Sure, I'm sure.
I'm intrigued to see the famous arming panel. Now it's installed.
Well, you'll see. Go ahead. Just to say, Hey, what's the phrase?
You tell me.
It was put together at short notice. The amount of Tarpex is meant to be blowing up. 10 tons, remember?
Yes, I remember.
We've never had to deal with such a load before.
Is this it? Is this the arming panel?
This is it.
My God, no offense, Bud, but it's like something a kid might have put together. As a joke.
I wouldn't worry too much about what it looks like.
Can't help myself. I'll be honest, it doesn't inspire a lot of confidence.
I was trying to explain to you. It hasn't had as much time spent on it as the control system.
Fair enough. But a few more hours in the workshop might not have gone amiss, if only to boost the pilot's morale. What's the board made of? Plywood?
Well, yes.
Now look at the wiring here.
Not very neat and tidy, I admit.
To hell with neat and tidy. Is it safe?
Absolutely it's safe.
You promise me?
I promise you.
And it will work?
Oh yes, it'll work.
How will it work?
I could offer you a very detailed explanation.
Go on.
But you'd be none the wiser.
Try me.
All you need to know is that the panel functioned by means of an FM radio signal, which will come from the mothership. When the radio signal comes, the arming lever is activated. Explosion. Of course, the plane is expected to explode on impact anyway, but...
This way there's a greater chance of success.
That's right. And it's nothing for you to worry about. You'll have bailed out by then.
Hope so. Tell me, Bud, won't there be other FM signals that the plane could pick up?
What? Yes, sure there will.
As soon as the plane takes off. Signals from other planes, signals from jamming stations.
Sure.
And static electricity, too.
Sure, that's all being looked into, taken care of.
It has?
Of course. You're having doubts.
I'm simply asking questions, Bud. Hope you don't think I'm out of order.
I promise you, the equipment, every bit of it, is as safe as it can be.
Good. Good.
Naturally, if we had months to get completely prepared...
Yes?
But we don't. Every day those rocket bombs keep coming. Every day the death toll's rising. The guys in the Army Air Corps, they feel the same as we do. They're not ready. They're as ready as possible. In the circumstances. And they'll carry on trying.
Despite the fatalities. Despite the failures.
Yes.
Yes. What I want to find out, Bud, is whether I have a sporting chance. I don't think I'm being unreasonable.
Look. Have you got a co-pilot yet?
I was given a choice of two. Both of them are competent men, reliable, hard to choose between them. I might have to toss a coin.
Well, I can save you the bother. You're taking me.
Now hang on.
Makes sense. I know the equipment. I've learned my stuff. If anything were to go wrong, it won't. I'm certain. But if it did, I'd be able to fix it.
But for heaven's sake, this isn't right. This isn't right at all. Bud, you've a family, wife, and how many kids?
Three.
Three, there you are.
You won't persuade me. I've decided. I'm booked in. I'm flying with you, Joe.
The system's safe, he says. As safe as it can be in the circumstances. And to show his faith in it, he says he'll be co-pilot. No arguing. If I ask for someone else, he'll pull rank. He trusts in his own expertise. He claims to, at least. and despite my reputation for recklessness, he's prepared to trust in me. Whatever risk there is, he's prepared to take it. He's booked in, and I'm left with no choice. I'm booked in too. Decision final. If I was ever in doubt, shame on me. Shame. It's Joe.
Joe, what's happened?
Nothing. Except bad weather.
The flight's been cancelled?
Postponed. But the forecast is better for tomorrow.
Oh.
Fingers crossed I'll see you at Sledmere on Monday.
Yes. Fingers crossed.
It's good to hear your voice. I miss you so much. How's Virginia treating you?
She's being very good. Very kind. She had a feeling you'd phone today. Keep out of trouble, she says.
What's up?
It suddenly occurred to me, after our discussion about the arming panel, all that's needed, so there's not the remotest chance of the circuit being activated unintentionally, is this.
A metal pin.
Keeps the arming lever in position. The system's secure without it, I promise you. But the pin offers extra protection. You might say that it's a safety pin.
Safety pin. Very good.
It'll help to give you peace of mind.
Peace of mind? No, bud. It gives me the jitters if you want the truth. Seems that what you're telling me now is that the system can't be relied on, so here's a safety pin to try and fix it. Thanks, bud. All of a sudden the odds aren't looking great.
Okay, I'm sorry. If you like, we won't use the pin. It isn't needed. Really, it isn't. Forget it. Well?
Well?
What's the plan? Still booked in?
Yes, bud. Despite the odds, despite the safety pin, despite the arming panel, still booked in. Saturday morning. The plane's been loaded. The fog's lifting. Go-ahead was given a 1400 hours. Takeoff will be at 1800. Too late to stop. Too late to complain. Too late to have doubts. All I can do is do my best. Nothing but the best.
Ready, Joe?
I'm ready.
How are you feeling?
Patient. Just want to get up there now. Waited long enough. You're a brave man, bud.
You're brave?
Oh, yes. Flying with me? Take some courage. What will the wife say, bud, when she finds out what you've been up to?
Oh, hell. I hate to think. I won't tell her.
Never?
No. No point. She'd only get mad at me. Okay, Joe.
Yes, handshake. We rehearsed it. Good luck to us, if it's needed.
Primary parachute.
Check.
Backup chute.
Check.
Crewmen are all in position. We got the thumbs up. Ready, Joe?
I'm ready. Number 3 engine. Number 4 engine. Number 2 engine. Number 1 engine.
Ready for takeoff.
Remind me, bud. How many boxes at Torpex?
374.
374. We're in the world's biggest flying bomb.
Steady. 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 Smooth and steady. Smooth and steady.
You alright?
I'm okay.
Don't worry. She may be heavy, but she's willing. Come on. Come on. Here we go.
Doing well.
To be truthful, not one of my best, but...
it's good enough.
We're flying, bud. We're up.
Saturday afternoon. Virginia chatted with me for a while, and then decided I was best left on my own. I read a little, took a walk. Found myself from time to time gazing upwards.
Spade flush. Spade flush. Spade flush.
Well?
Look, no hands. Procedure successful.
Good. Good.
Feels weird, though. Awkward. Jerky.
That's okay. That's expected. Sit back, relax, enjoy the ride. You've done the hard work.
Jack had returned from hospital, so the whole family were gathered. Except for Joe, of course. I said my daily prayer for him. Lord, keep him safe. We had lunch. Then, as usual, I went upstairs for an afternoon nap. But I didn't get off to sleep.
We're turning.
Correct. Final checkpoint is in 20 miles. I heard you found a girl you're rather keen on, true?
Yes, it's true.
Rumor is.
Yes, bud?
Rumor is you're meeting this sweetheart tonight. Arranged a date in Dover, after you bail out.
Now that, bud, is a great idea. I wish I could...
Heard someone arrive, introduce himself as a naval chaplain, and ask if he might speak to me. No need. I knew straight away. He tried to offer me comfort. Joe had won his eternal reward and so forth. But my grief and anguish was a wound I was certain which would never heal. The world wasn't transformed because of Joe's sacrifice. He didn't die for a glorious purpose.
The bodies, or rather, I suppose, the bodies were never discovered. That's what was said, at least. Sections of the plane, including engines, propellers, fragments of the undercarriage, fell on an area of Suffolk not far from Halesworth. The tattered remnants of a parachute were found among brambles at the edge of a road.
A child of mine had been taken from me while I was still allowed to live. Though I'd opposed the war, it made no difference. I'd been punished anyway. For the first time in my life, I was afraid that I'd lose my faith.
The plane, they said, had been flying for a mere 18 minutes. The cause of the explosions was never established, or if it was, it was never officially revealed. A technical fault was most likely, it seems. There was talk of an arming panel, and a problem with radio control.
But I told myself, there is a future still, and there must still be hope and aspiration. There must still be the dream. I gathered the family around me. We've lost one of our number, I said. An exceptionally fine and brave young man. If he'd lived, he would have achieved great things for his country. I'm certain of it. But we must learn to manage without him. Without him, we must learn to achieve great things ourselves. And as I spoke, I looked at Jack. No Ordinary Joe, No Ordinary Kennedy was written by Martin Wade. Joe Jr. was played by Charlie Field. Joe Sr., Andrew Wincott. Pat, Molly McGeekin. Bud, Will Kempsel. Sound by Lucinda Mason Brown and David Chilton. The play was directed by Kate Valentine and produced by Digital Drama. It was commissioned by Inc. and supported by the National Lottery Heritage Fund.